quality.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And 1 in 4 over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Dada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got one of the most bizarre baseball fines maybe in the history of the game. And I don't know that it's ever happened. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. First, let's go out to J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Thanks, Kevin. Hi. You know, it's so obvious. I just heard you talking, playing Biden. What the Democrats, Sisolak, $50 million to parents for daycare. Parents making up to $70,000 are going to qualify for that child care. Then he's talking about in his ad free college, and then $500 million in low-income housing. So Sisolak is taking care of them from cradle to grave. He's basically trying to buy the election. And then Biden, everything is free. Tax credits here, cash there, solar here, cash for clunkers again, you know, with the $7,500 for the electric cars. Don't they remember the people that took cash for clunkers had an IRS responsibility that they didn't know about until after they got the money for the cash for clunkers. Then they had to pay taxes on them. Maybe that's why they need the 87,000 IRS agents. I mean, it's so obvious, Kevin.
It's so obvious, Kevin.
The federal government and the Democrats are just trying to buy the election with the freebies to the, you know, the people that the Americans that are responsible are paying for this crap for the derelicts.
Well, Kate, can I tell you, though, I'm not sure that anybody should be surprised. Same thing happened with Gavin Newsom when he was recalled, you know, and they were doing the recall vote. And what did he do? He gave money to this group, to that minority, to that, group. And he essentially bought his way out of recall.
These politicians, they put everybody under oath when they have a committee hearing. I'd like to see them be under oath because basically they're just lying right through their mouths and there's no repercussions. I don't know when the American public, the voting public is going to realize it. I guess maybe at this point we have more takers voting for them than we have, payers.
Well, and that's what happens when you give away the store constantly. And that's why when you say we want the wealthiest Americans to pay their, quote, fair share, the fact is that people are paying their fair share. I mean, it's just incredible what's going on. JD, thanks, man. Good point.
Bye-bye.
Good point. Stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do. When we come back, we will tell you about that amazing fine meted out by Major League Baseball. And this is one you'll never believe. Trust me, you'll never think of this in 1,000 years. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ. MCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30 as we check out our conditions, and I'm telling you, it's really, really slow as you try to work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. I think with no HOV lanes through that area, that's causing a lot of congestion. So you're pretty much bumper to bumper right now on the 15 in a couple of areas, northbound at Hacienda and southbound at Oki. A little bit of congestion on the Beltway 215, but you're still moving along there westbound at the airport connector. And there is a project. It begins at 8 o'clock tonight. It's Interstate 15 southbound at Blue Diamond Road. Do expect some delays through there, too.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Dodgers will continue their series tonight in Milwaukee facing the Brewers after winning the opener Monday night 4-0. Los Angeles has won 13 of 14 games. Ryan Pepiot will start for the Dodgers 1-0 with a 3.92 ERA. Brandon Woodruff will counter for Milwaukee 9-3 on the year. Pitcher Walker Buehler will have season-ending elbow surgery. He has been shut down since June. The LA Angels will host the Seattle Mariners tonight at Anaheim, coming off a 6-2 loss on Monday night, where Seattle scored 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning. Jose Suarez will start for the Angels, 4-4 on the season. Robbie Ray will counter for the Marlins. He is 8-8. NFL, the Raiders will play their third preseason game on Saturday night. They're on the road to face the Miami Dolphins. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between noon and 3, and that's why we've created something special just for you. It's called Live and Local On Demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot button issue, then Live and Local On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website. You can go there right now, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and by the way, it's free. So try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com and check it out, Live and Local On Demand. I'm a big baseball fan, a huge baseball fan. And you see players being disciplined by Major League Baseball all the time. Now we've got what I think may be a first. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following this. This is so bizarre.
Yeah, you wouldn't see this in the 1980s because, the device that we're about ready to talk about was about the size of a lunch pail.
A brick.
Yeah, and that's basically what it looked like, too. But Rodolfo Castro is an infielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was just called up, Kevin, from the minor leagues. He was on the big club. He was sent back to the minors to get his swing together. And then an injury, gave him a promotion back. An injury occurred, so they brought him back up. And his first game back, what does he do? He gets on base. He's running into third base. And a head first slide. And he's safe. But his cell phone came out. As he's sliding in, this is a professional baseball player.
Oh, my God.
You just can't believe this. And he didn't even realize that it came out. By the way, he's hitting 197 right now. So this is probably, this is not going to go over well with the front office. But he slides into third base. And it comes out, he didn't realize it. The third base umpire actually had to point it out to him.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Hey,
your cell phone.
You dropped your cell phone on third base.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, he's an infielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Just called up. He's a young guy. He's 23 years old. So, he just got back to the big club after being demoted in early June, and this is what happens to him.
And the dumb thing is, so let's say they fine him $5,000. The fact is, this guy is making nothing.
Yeah.
At the minor league level, and I swear, if he gets sent back, he's not going to be on $100 a day per diem or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's going to have to pay this fine out of a monthly salary of $4,000,
if even that. Especially in the lower minor leagues, they're only making $25,000 a year.
Yeah,
it's amazing how you can make $25 million if you make the big club, but if you're two levels down, you're making $25,000.
Yeah, that's incredible. So he's an undisclosed fine. Do we have no idea what it is?
It, not in this article. They're not saying how much he was fined, but they say it is undisclosed at this time. But Pittsburgh ended up losing that game, by the way, too.
Well, maybe he'll get an endorsement out of this.
Of 6-4.
These cricket cell phones are tough. How tough? Well, they even got to Major League Baseball.
He better get above the Mendoza line before he starts talking about contracts.
Though. That is so funny. We'll follow that story and see what happens to our friend from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, his name is Rodolfo Castro.
Rodolfo Castro. Remember easy, that name.
Easy to remember, Castro.
There you go. Okay. Coming up, top of the hour, very excited. We're going to have Scott Hammond on. State Senator, Nevada District 18. How did the first week of school go in the Clark County School District? And, of course, charter schools got underway a little bit late. Private schools, Catholic schools, they dance to their own drummer, so to speak, schedule-wise. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth an opportunity pack.
I was watching the Raiders Hall of Fame victory over the Jaguars in one of my favorite sports bars a week or so ago when it hit me. This is my first full NFL season with my new hearing aids from Quality Hearing Aids. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting right next to me. Not 3 or 4 seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Rudolfo Castro.
Yep. Just phoning it in.
Oh, gosh. It won't be long till a headline writer.
That's good stuff.
Oh, that's great. That is great stuff. More on that. We'll keep track of that for you. Everybody's been talking about, at least on cable news, been talking about the Mar-a-Lago raid last week. And I'm going to tell you something. It's despicable. It's horrible. The good thing is that at the end of the day, it may end up being exculpatory evidence that can help Trump. And this whole notion. Well, in fact, let me have you hear from Christina Bob. She is a Trump attorney in Mar-a-Lago and was on with Laura Ingraham. This is cut 3, by the way. And the response to the comment made by Donald Trump using the word curious, the curious Trump statement on bringing the temperature down. This was something that Trump did yesterday. And he Christina responded to that last night. Christina Bob, an attorney for Donald J. Trump.
Now, in his first interview since the raid, the president told Fox News Digital that people are so angry at what is taking place, whatever we can do to help, the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. What did the president mean by terrible things are going to happen?
I think he just is looking at what's happening in the country and realizing the angst that people are going through. I think he's saddened by the frustration that Americans are facing and realizing that their government has been hijacked by radicals that don't care about the American people and don't care about our quality of life and our culture. As a culture, this is a new step that we've never experienced before, and a level, to some extent, of fear in the nation that the government's becoming overreaching. And I think he's concerned about that devolution of our culture and what we hold sacred. That is what I believe. I didn't specifically ask him that question, but that would be my understanding, that he doesn't like the direction that the country's going.
Well, of course, the left is jumping on it, saying the president's intimating that people could commit violence, be another January 6th. But you're saying that's not what you believe
not
he was
at
getting
all.
At.
President
it was a
Trump
corrosive effect on the government.
Correct. Not at all. President Trump loves this country and he's never supported violence, although the left has. So I think it's a bit hypocritical and ironic that they would try to throw that narrative out when he has been peaceful and brought peace to the world and peace to this nation and is trying to bring peace to this nation. He reached out to Merrick Garland and said, you know, anything I can do after you raided my personal residence. And, sorry, this is through his attorneys, but he wanted a specific message to Merrick Garland. This was not them directly. Saying, I want Merrick Garland to know that I support bringing this nation together and lowering the temperature, as you said. What can I do? You know, my resources are at your disposal. I'm willing to do anything. And the DOJ ignored it. They didn't respond. That was on Thursday morning. And then a few hours later, Merrick Garland gave a 3-minute press brief where he didn't even bother to disclose to the American public that President Trump was trying to be helpful in the situation.
Well, what specifically was President Trump suggesting? Everyone wants to bring the temperature down. I think that's a noble, desire, yeah. Of course. But what specifically does he propose that he can do at this point?
Sure. Well, I think he was looking at it saying the American people don't trust the FBI or DOJ. They lied about Russia, Russia, Russia. They lied about Crossfire Hurricane. They lied to Congress. Comey lied to Congress. McCabe lied to everybody. They lied to the FISA court. The American people rightfully don't trust the FBI right now and don't trust the Department of Justice, but they do trust President Trump. And he has a big platform. He has a big following. And so I think it was a genuine olive branch to say, I'm trying to help this country. They don't trust you, but they trust me. What can we do? And they ignored it.
Yeah. Christina Bobb, very impressive. Kind of the new Kellyanne Conway spokesperson for the president, that kind of thing. I thought she did really well. We've been talking a lot. And if you listen to all of that clip, you see what's being set up here. The Democrats are trying to make the case for martial law. Just remember, you heard it here first. That's what you're going to end up with. That as we get closer to an election, you're going to end up with martial law. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. For instance, when was the last time you heard about January 6th? Now, you'll hear about it tonight because Liz Cheney's going to lose her job when she gets voted out of the primary in Wyoming. But for instance, Jim Jordan was on Fox last night saying that Republicans are not finished with the January 6th committee investigation. They want to, when they gain control in January, they want to continue it and give the other side of the story. But this was Jim Jordan, and this was last night on Fox.
We want them to preserve all documents. We sent a letter today signed by every Republican member of the committee. We want them to preserve all the information so we can at some point see this and know exactly what took place here. But I think you're right. The right term is the pattern. Here's the interesting pattern, Laura. You mentioned the Mueller investigation. Go back to 2019, July of 2019. Bob Mueller testifies in front of our committee, falls flat. Everyone realizes this Russia thing was a complete hoax. What happens the very next day? That's when they launched their impeachment probe of President Trump, because that's when he had the phone call with President Zelensky. Same thing is happening now. The January 6th committee is falling flat. I think tomorrow the voters in Wyoming are going to send a message. It'll be a referendum on that committee. And what do? So they see that happening. They go raid the president's home. So this is the pattern. These guys are never going to turn down the heat. They should. It's bad for the country, but they're never going to because they've been doing it for 6 years before he was in office, while he was in office, now that he's out of office. So that is the pattern. And that's what the American people are so fed up with.
Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Interesting, Rudy Giuliani, don't know if you caught this last night on Newsmax. By the way, I'm watching more and more Newsmax at night. No, I really am. And it's, you know, a lot of the people are people I don't recognize necessarily. They're not, you know, the Sean Hannitys or the Tucker Carlsons or people like that. But it is interesting that they have a lot of newsmakers who have a lot to say. Rudy Giuliani, who some believe is being blackballed by Fox, and that he's not allowed on Fox anymore. I don't know that to be a fact. I haven't heard that from Fox, but I did hear that during an interview on Newsmax a couple of nights ago. But last night he was on Newsmax and reacting to a report that he is the target of a Georgia grand jury. This is cut number 6.